Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 3rd. Delta County Republicans met at DeVito's Restaurant in Delta yesterday for a luncheon with District 54 State Representative Matt Soper. The occasion came as state lawmakers are preparing for the opening of the 2020 legislative session at the state capitol, beginning next Wednesday, January 8th. This will be year two of the so-called Blue Wave, the Democrat-dominated trend in the state that led to a majority in both houses of the legislature, as well as the governor's chair, after Jared Polis was elected governor in 2018. Last year's legislative session produced several bills that Delta County Republicans were against, primarily the so-called Red Flag Bill, which took effect 2 days ago. That law allows law enforcement officials, under court order, to seize guns from people who are a threat to themselves or others. At the luncheon of Delta County Republicans on Thursday, the Red Flag Bill was still a hot topic of conversation. Executive Committee Chair Roger Bentley summed up the feelings of Delta County Republicans when KVNF News asked him what priorities he wants the legislature to pursue this year that will help Delta County.
Do as little as they can to impose any more regulations and let the people of Delta County become their own entrepreneurs and regulate government as least as possible.
Representative Soper is preparing to enter his second session as a lawmaker representing District 54, which covers parts of Delta County and some parts of Mesa County. Soper engaged the luncheon crowd with details of his trip to Israel, along with nine other lawmakers, five Democrats and four Republicans. Representative Soper went to Israel recently for a sightseeing and educational tour of the country. Soper told KVNF News that he learned a lot from the experience.
I would say I was surprised by how safe things were, how friendly Israelis were. They have a great sense of humor, and they used it right off the bat with strangers. And they also were very inquisitive. They asked lots of questions, even to myself as someone who had never been there. I mean, everyone from the taxi driver to the guy at the hotel front desk to the person at the fresh juice stand that I bought a pomegranate juice from. And I just found that was not what I was expecting. I expected people to be in fear, to be in a war-torn country, to always be looking over their back for the next rocket-propelled grenade.
For more of our interview with Representative Soper, tune in to Local Motion, KVNF's weekly public affairs program, next Tuesday, January 7th at 6 p.m. We'll talk to Soper about his legislative goals as he enters the new session. We'll also have Capitol coverage of the opening session, as well as interviews with other local political candidates. That's Local Motion, next Tuesday on KVNF at 6 p.m. A recent study by Colorado State University found that migration patterns for birds that fly through the state are being severely impacted by climate change. From the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has this story.
Migrating birds are showing up in areas much earlier than they would have 20 years ago as a result of rapid climate change, according to a new report led by Colorado State University with scientists from Cornell and the University of Massachusetts. Report lead author Kyle Horton says the timing of when and where birds land for critical food and rest have evolved for hundreds of thousands of years.
And the changes that we're seeing are quite rapid and recent. So that linkage between resources, the things that they're eating, and when they come through is shifting. Whether or not birds can match that is really at the heart of the question here.
Horton says the danger is that birds might land too early or too late and miss out on hatching insects, blossoming flowers, and fruiting trees. If birds can't find places to stop and refuel, they could run out of energy and not be able to reach critical spring mating habitat. The CSU study comes on the heels of reports that nearly 3 billion North American birds have been lost since 1970, in part due to habitat lost to human development. In just the past decade, the number of birds migrating in spring has dropped by 14%. Horton says something as simple as turning off outside lights, while it won't stop climate change, is one concrete way individuals can help.
These birds are migrating at night. The lights distract these birds. They can disorient them. Any disorientation or distraction in route can hinder these birds.
Horton says there's an interactive tool for monitoring bird migration at birdcast.info, which shows when birds are on the move and when they're passing through your area, in case folks want to stock up their bird feeders and turn off security lights for a few days. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The long-anticipated and much-talked-about move of the Bureau of Land Management headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction has happened, with protesters and workers showing up on the first day. This is from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt hit the ground running on the first working day of the new year, Thursday. Bernhardt, who grew up in Garfield County, arranged to have donuts and coffee provided to protesters who appeared Thursday morning outside 760 Horizon Drive as the Bureau of Land Management began operating out of its new national headquarters there. Also that morning, he extended the appointment of the acting director of the BLM, William Perry Pendley, who was one major focus of the ire of the several dozen people who showed up on Thursday, to wave signs and voice their grievances with the media. Bernhardt on Thursday morning signed an order extending until April 3rd Penley's appointment as acting director of the BLM. Penley is deputy director of policy and programs at the BLM. Bernhardt first put him in temporary charge of the agency in July, and previously had extended that appointment once, meaning it was set to expire this week, absent further action. Pendley's tenure leading the agency has made him a lightning rod for controversy, largely for positions he espoused prior to joining the BLM, including in support of selling public lands. Critics of the BLM's relocation of its national headquarters to Grand Junction, likewise, have attacked Pendley for his efforts overseeing that move. Earlier this week, 91 conservation and other groups wrote to Bernhardt to ask that Pendley resign or be removed from his position. Among other things, they questioned the propriety of Bernhardt appointing Pendley as a deputy director, exercising the authority of the director. President Trump, now about 3 years into his four-year term, has yet to nominate a permanent BLM director. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.